Welcome to Capital Conversations by the Venture Asset Management Initiative, produced by IMD, your go-to podcast to understand the dynamics in venture capital. In this episode of Capital Conversations, we speak again with Evgenia Plotnikova about specialization in action. Evgenia is general partner at Dawn Capital, Europe's leading specialist B2B software venture capital investor, founded in 2007 with over $2 billion in assets under management and currently deploying from a $620 million Fund 5, with initial tickets ranging from $10 million to $40 million at Series A or Series B stages. Evgenia, who is also the youngest woman in Europe to be internally promoted to GP, leads B2B software as a service deals from early stage to pre-IPO, with a particular love for data, automation, and cloud infrastructure. She's led Dawn's investments in The Taiku, Soldo, and Firebolt, to name a few. As technology advances and industries transform, venture capitalists face a critical decision. Should they cast a wide net or hone in on a niche? Looking ahead, the VC landscape is poised for evolution, driven by factors like abundant capital and technological advancements. Specialization is likely to intensify. However, we may also see the emergence of more generalist funds, particularly in Europe. As the ecosystem matures and demands for later stage capital grow, ultimately, the roles of specialist and generalist VC firms are expected to evolve in response to market dynamics and the changing needs of entrepreneurs.
If I take out my crystal ball, which I hope will be very handy in driving the returns for my fund, I think there's a few areas in which the market will develop, whether it is around specialization or generalists. I think number one is, as I mentioned before, there is a lot of capital in the market. Capital is abundant. The pace of investments may have slowed down, but there are a lot of dollars chasing some incredible businesses being built in Europe. And so ultimately, it comes down to differentiation. I firmly believe, and I am very biased in that, perhaps, that specialization creates a flywheel effect that compounds and that helps us be a successful fund. And that's sort of a personality that we have chosen. I think number two, what may drive further specialization is, as we briefly discussed, there's a trend a little bit around the AI or DAI for companies. And so as a corollary to that, I'd expect further growth in funds that focus on regulated industries where AI will touch previously undigitized part of the real economy. And it will also require an understanding of the frameworks those businesses operate in. And I think of opportunities in fintech and healthcare, for example. But I also think that we will see more generalist funds here in Europe, and I think they'll come at growth stage, where the ecosystem continues to mature, and we will seek more homegrown later stage capital, which hasn't been as abundant in the decades prior to this one.
Regulatory landscapes shape VC strategies impacting sectors like fintech and AI. Understanding diverse regulations is crucial for informed investing and innovation. For Dawn, as a specialist B2B software investor, regulatory awareness is essential for building resilient businesses.
We have touched on this briefly already, but regulation, I believe, can be a moat, both for investing as well as a company. I think our understanding of different regulatory frameworks across Europe is extremely helpful for some of the industries we invest in, such as fintech. I think that hopefully makes us a more savvy investor and better board member. And from the perspective of the companies, we are operating in a highly regulated environment here in Europe, particularly when it comes to some of the latest trends in AI. And so building from here potentially creates a moat because you are at the forefront of innovation while being mindful of potential future compliance and regulatory hurdles and challenges. And you take it into account into the way you work and your business model early on. And so I think that potentially creates a more defensible business. And so as a software investor who has a very large AI vertical, we're certainly excited about that.
ESG considerations are crucial for both specialist and generalist VC firms, with diversity in the investment team playing a pivotal role in effectively addressing sustainability and social responsibility challenges.
My perhaps controversial opinion, maybe not so much, is that I don't think there is a distinction between specialist and generalist firms in this respect. I think ESG is critical for both. I think it is about the way that ESG is the way that we should operate and be mindful of, both for ourselves as a fund, but also the investments that we make. But always, obviously, returning to the bottom line of returns, as I have previously talked. I do think here what's more important is perhaps not the distinction between generalist versus specialist, but how diverse your team is. And I think that is genuinely critical for success. So we here have a majority female investment committee at Dawn. We're diverse in many other respects as well. And I think that fundamentally makes us stronger team to deliver on that ESG promise in the future.
Specialized VC firms like Dawn offer advantages to entrepreneurs, such as quick due diligence, deeper market understanding post-investment, and access to a strong network of advisors and talent, while potential challenges include limited immediate customer opportunities.
So in terms of advantages of working with a specialist VC firms like ourselves who focus deeply on the software vertical, I think pre-investment, it's about our ability to conduct quick and thoughtful due diligence. I think there's an inherent advantage to us in quickly forming our opinion, but it's also hopefully an advantage to an entrepreneur because fundraising processes are long and hard. And so a quick answer, whether it is a yes or no, is truly important. I also hope that post-investment, it gives us the ability to be better board members with a deep understanding of the market, the business, and the founder's scaling challenges. And then throughout that whole journey, I think that having a strong specialist network and a community of advisors and of talent is just as equally important. And as a specialist, that really allows us for it to be highly specific. On the disadvantages, well, rather than being extremely poor and boring dinner party guests who can only talk about software, I guess amongst our portfolio, there's only B2B companies. So there'll be fewer immediate customers for some of those companies that enter that portfolio. So I gave an example before of CoverGenius, which is a B2B embedded insurance company. So they will not be able to find consumer brands amongst our ranks that they can sell to. But part of what we do is very much ensuring that the companies we invest in go on to find those customers, and we do everything we can to support them on this journey, both as board members as well as through our network of advisors. So we hope we fill in those gaps.
Specialist and generalist VC firms prioritize collaboration in the venture ecosystem, aiming to construct successful cap tables by leveraging each other's strengths and networks to support company growth.
We adore our competitors and our frenemies. And I think the focus is absolutely on collaboration. I think more money in the market is better for all of us. And it truly takes a village to raise a successful company. Those are decade-long journeys. So we continue to build strong relationships with other funds. And our goal is to construct the most successful cap table for our companies. And I think sometimes it may be the combination of a sector specialist like ourselves and perhaps a generalist fund in different geographies along the journey. So it is truly about assembling the best possible team of investors, founders, and executives to deliver on hopefully a big success for the business.
Specialist VC firms such as Dawn act as strategic partners in nurturing companies' growth journeys, leveraging tailored advice and networks to facilitate value creation, as exemplified by one of Dawn's portfolio companies, Dataiku, where Dawn helped recruit executives from a previous successful portfolio company, demonstrating the ecosystem of talent fostered within a specialized VC's investments.
I'd like to refer back to the Dawn map, but it's a framework we use to assess our investment, but it's also a framework we use to take our companies on a journey, hopefully, of growth and big success. And we also make a very limited number of investments per partner, so we can be real sparring partners and hopefully trusted board members. And ultimately, it is about entrepreneurs who build the great companies. So we're there to offer our specialist advice, our networks and support to make the success more likely. But they're the ones who are in the driving seat, and we're very humble and make no illusions about that. I think talent is actually a great example of how specialist fund can be highly relevant. And I'd love to pick on one company I've backed and where I'm on the board, which is Dataiku, that is based out of Paris originally, but today has expanded across the globe and employs more than 1,200 people. So it's interesting because as the company progressed on its journey and grown to the success that it is today, it had to grow and expand its board and its executive team. And so we helped Florian, the CEO of the business, bring on board someone called Peter Campbell, who is now the chair of the company's audit committee and sits on the board as a non-executive. Now, Peter Campbell happens to be the CFO of a company called Mimecast, which was a Series A investment in Dawn 1, the very first fund of Dawn, 2008 vintage, where he joined as a CFO at Series A, led the company all the way to IPO, and then stayed at that business for a few years post-IPO. So Peter has been an advisor to Dawn as a fund and then joined the Tycho's board. Now, Peter also worked with another person on his team who has been extremely valuable in the growth journey of the business called Adam Towns, who was his head of FP&A through the growth as well as through the IPO and post-it. And so Adam has now joined Tycho as the Tycho CFO to continue work with Peter in a new capacity. Interestingly, as the Tycho grew, the Tycho also has had some wonderful executives who were extremely helpful on their growth journey, but perhaps where the Tycho needed to have execs that have seen a slightly different scale. And so those executives have been extremely valuable on our journey of growth. And a great example of that is Mike Goldman, who worked in the Tycho's talent team, who has now left the Tycho to join a company called FlowX, which is my last investment in Dawn 5. And so, as you can see, there's this ecosystem of great talent that has operated in and around of Dawn family that we very much hope to retain and see in many different ways and shapes across our businesses. And not only that, and this is where it gives me a tremendous amount of hope and excitement about the European ecosystem, is that over the last 12 months, I've met at least three different businesses that are being built by Tycho's alumni. And I think that is also really exciting when we see the Tycho mafia replicate what we've seen in Silicon Valley with the likes of PayPal mafia, and I hope it's only the beginning.
In the last part of the episode, we discover how transitioning from private equity to venture capital has helped Evgenia recognize the power of specialization, leading her to join Dawn as a specialized VC. Evgenia also discussed the pivotal moment of her involvement in supporting Tycho's exponential growth and her recent investment in FlowX, leveraging lessons learned to fuel success across multiple companies. This particular situation illustrates how specialized VCs leverage insights gained from past investments to effectively accompany specialized entrepreneurs, facilitating exponential growth and success across targeted industries.
I have been privileged to be an investor for more than a decade. I started my investing career in private equity, which was a fascinating experience for me. I truly loved it. Working with much larger businesses gives you an idea of where I hope every business I back will head in terms of the size and the impact that it has on the economy. I think also very quickly in my PE world, I have seen that my businesses were either being disrupted or rapidly needed technology to innovate. So going to the earlier stage was an obvious choice for me to be part of that disruption. As I made that transition, I initially transitioned to a generalist fund, a wonderful fund called Atomico, where I had a great experience too. But I think fairly quickly, I have realized that I wanted to pick a spike, a superpower. I knew what my personal superpowers were, but I also wanted to pick my superpowers as an investor. And I think through our conversation, through this dialogue, I have hopefully exhibited the compounding effect of being a specialist investor. Now, it's not about being better. It's about creating a product that has significant returns. And I think venture capital is very much a product that we offer to our LPs. And so I think being a specialist had a significant draw for me from that perspective. And so I joined Dawn. I joined Dawn as we were fundraising our Fund 3. And it has been a tremendous and exciting journey for me ever since. And I think what has been really interesting is that I've actually looked at investing into Tycho and my prior fund. And at the time, it wasn't the right fit. And it was perhaps because of the generalist hat that I was wearing that things perhaps looked a little different. And when I first joined Dawn, it was the first investment that I have made here. And the reason that we could see that success is because we have already made investments in some data businesses. My partner Norman sits on the board of Calibra, and he recognized a lot of the parallels between the two businesses. And so I was very, very excited to be able to lead that deal here. And after I did, the business grew more than tenfold in size, and it's been a tremendous success journey. And I couldn't be more grateful for being a part of that rocket ship and that ride. And I hope that it will continue to compound. And I'll pick on my last investment in a business called FlowX, which provides a modernization layer for large banks and large financial services. And so when I first met this business and I first met Johan, the CEO, but also the entire co-founding team and Rado and Sherban and Adrian, what I saw there were very similar macro dynamics of creating a very exciting product that was easy to use, that was collaborative, that was end-to-end, that was growing from a small base in a country that was local to Europe and that was rapidly expanding in the US. And so I very much hope that what I have learned with the Taiku can be transferred and applied to hopefully being a great sparring partner to Johan and the team. And I hope that the success that I have witnessed with the Taiku that has been pivotal for me and a tremendous opportunity will be replicated across many, many times over.
In delving into the realm of specialized venture capital, we've witnessed the power of focused expertise and strategic partnerships in driving success for both investors and entrepreneurs. From quick due diligence to tailored support throughout the growth journey, specialized VCs play a critical role in shaping the trajectory of innovative companies within their chosen sectors. This episode also underscores the necessity of a balanced approach. While specialized VCs offer focused expertise and targeted support within specific sectors, it's evident that a combination of specialized knowledge and versatile support is essential for founders navigating the complexities of the startup ecosystem. By harnessing the strengths of both specialized and generalist VCs, entrepreneurs can access a comprehensive toolkit for success, tailored to their unique needs and challenges. Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more about IMD's Venture Asset Management Program, go to imd.org. The link is in the show notes.